This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki directs Nepali missions abroad to inform the world of major change in Nepal. Rain-induced disasters claim 53 lives across the country. Government prioritizes 12 billion rupees road reconstruction. Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority files corruption charges against 7 people, including 2 former ministers. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Israel and Hamas sign off on first phase of Gaza ceasefire plan. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has directed all Nepali ambassadors and diplomatic missions abroad to inform the respective countries about the major changes that have recently taken place in Nepal. During a virtual meeting with mission's head, the Prime Minister called for coordinated efforts to garner international support for the upcoming elections scheduled for 5th March 2026. Referring to the decline in tourism and economic activities following the September protest, Prime Minister Karki instructed diplomats to spread the message that Nepal has returned to normalcy and that business and tourism activities have resumed. She also urged missions to provide efficient and technology-friendly services to Nepalese abroad and to promote the government's physical infrastructure reconstruction fund to attract the international financial support for rebuilding efforts. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, has confirmed that 53 people have died in the last week's rain-induced disasters across the country. According to the NDRRMA spokesperson Shanti Mahat, 40 deaths were caused by landslides, 11 by floods and 2 by lightning. Ilam district was the worst hit, recording 38 fatalities. At present, 5 people remain missing, 4 in Rasua and 1 in Ilam, while 47 others have been injured. Authorities are holding discussions on temporary settlement, rehabilitation and relief for survivors. Meanwhile, the government has estimated rupees 12.38 billion will be needed to reconstruct road infrastructure damaged by the floods and landslides. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport said 10.68 billion will go toward repairing major highways and bridges, while 1.59 billion will be used for maintaining alternative routes. Minister Kulman Gissing stated that road restoration is the government's top priority as key highways including Mechi, Kosi, Midhill and BP highways remain damaged or blocked. According to the Department of Roads, 174 road sections across the country are open for one-way traffic while repair works continues to clear remaining blockages. The Election Commission has invited major political parties to a meeting on October 16 to discuss preparations for the House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5, 2026. According to the Election Commissioner, Dr. Janaki Kumar Tuladhar, formal invitations have been sent to the Nepali Congress, CPN-UML, CPN Maoist Center, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and other parties that were either represented in the dissolved House or won at least one ward member in the last local elections. The Commission said the election schedule published on October 6 was for internal planning and that the final timetable for the election-related activities will be determined after consultations with the political parties. The government has called on the general public to help make the upcoming March 5 elections a success by maintaining law and order across the country. In a press release issued yesterday, the Ministry of Home Affairs urged citizens to express their views peacefully and to seek solutions to issues through dialogue rather than protest. Ministry spokesperson Ananda Kafle stated that the government is working to create a favorable environment for the polls and ensure security and stability following the formation of the new government. The ministry also reminded that it is the shared responsibility of all citizens and stakeholders to ensure the elections are conducted peacefully and on schedule. Similarly, The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has called on political parties and groups to find a peaceful and democratic solution to the ongoing political transition through impartial competition based on the people's mandate. In a statement issued yesterday, the NHRC has appealed to civil society, the media, and human rights activists to play a constructive role in supporting this process. The Commission urged groups planning protest to ensure that the demonstrations are peaceful and dignified, while warning against hate speech and violence, which it said could undermine social harmony and the rule of law. NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokharel urged the government to strengthen peace, security and law enforcement, maintain the morale of security forces, and act with patience and responsibility. The Commission reiterated that it is the state's duty to protect life and property, promote social goodwill, and ensure a democratic resolution guided by the public mandate. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed corruption charges against 7 individuals, including 2 former ministers. Those charged include former Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration, Rajkumar Gupta, and former Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Ranjita Shrestha. According to the CIAA, the charges stem from an audio recording in which Gupta is allegedly heard accepting 5.3 million rupees from a real estate trader to transfer a land revenue officer in Kaski and negotiating an additional 2.5 million rupees for an appointment to the land commission. A case has been lodged at the special court in Kathmandu, with the CIAA seeking fines and penalties ranging from 2.5 to 7.8 million rupees against all 7 accused, including government officials and intermediaries. The Government of Nepal and the Government of the Federal Republic of Germany have signed 2 important agreements regarding financial and technical assistance. At a program organized at the Ministry of Finance yesterday, Joint Secretary at the Finance Minister, Dhaniram Sharma, on behalf of the Government of Nepal, and Ambassador of Germany to Nepal, Udo Wolz, on behalf of the German government, signed the agreements. The ministry said that the 2 agreements would support the priorities of the Nepal's energy, health, agriculture and inclusive development. A team led by the United Nations Development Programme UNDP resident representative for Nepal, Koyoko Yokosuka, called on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Physical Infrastructure and Transport and Urban Development, Kulman Gissing, yesterday. During the meeting held at the Ministry of Urban Development in Singhadarbar, matters related to the support of UNDP for the coming elections, the assistance currently being provided in the energy, climate change and other sectors, and the implementation status of ongoing projects were discussed. Now, a sports news update. Nepal has clinched the Women's T20 International Series cricket against Malaysia. Nepal won the series, defeating Malaysia by 5 wickets in the 5th and decisive match held at Bayumas Oval Cricket Ground of Malaysia yesterday morning. Chasing the 104-run target to win posted by Malaysia, Nepal made the target in 18 overs at the loss of 5 wickets. With this victory, Nepal won the 5-match series by 3-2 against Malaysia. Similarly, Nepal registered a commanding 58-run victory over Kuwait in the opening match of Group B at the ICC T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifiers held at the Oman Cricket Academy Ground 1 in Al Amirat, Oman. Batting first after losing the toss, Nepal posted a competitive total of 141 runs for 7 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. Kuwait was bowled out for 83 runs in 18.1 overs, falling short by 58 runs. Nepal will face Japan in their next group stage match on Friday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. US President Donald Trump has announced that Hamas and Israel have agreed on the first phase of his proposed ceasefire and captive exchange plan to end the war in Gaza. According to the mediator Qatar, more details of the agreement will be released soon. The first phase includes a temporary ceasefire and the release of 48 Israeli captives along with a number of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. Talks are continuing in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, with participation from Qatar, Turkey, Egypt and the United States. Despite the ongoing negotiations, Israel has continued its air and artillery strikes on Gaza, killing 126 civilians, most of them in Gaza City, over the past 5 days. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has warned that Gaza's health system is near collapse, with only 14 of 36 hospitals and a third of its primary care centers still partially operating. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There is a possibility of light rain in one or two places in the hilly areas of the country. And the department further says that the westerly winds have its influence in many places in the western part of Lumbini, Sudurpashchim, Karnali and few places in the western Gandaki province, while the effect of monsoon winds and local winds is becoming weak. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 17 to 19 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here's a quick recap of the headlines again. Prime Minister Sushila Karki directs Nepali missions abroad to inform the world of major changes in Nepal. Rain-induced disasters claim 53 lives across the country. Government prioritizes 12 billion rupees road reconstruction. Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority files corruption charges against 7 people, including 2 former ministers. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Israel and Hamas sign off on first phase of Gaza ceasefire plan. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.